Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? In the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Worst. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Still had to scrub J's with a toothbrush. Shit. Niggas still playing my old shit. But your shit is like the police asking us questions. Nigga, we don't know shit. Flex. Nigga, I'm just flex. Nigga never loved us. Do a little like we stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command and submission, tryna fight to the finish, just to see my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfuckers never loved us. funk. Motherfuckers never loved us. Fucking never loved us. Now you wanna roll one. Motherfucker never loved us. So everywhere we go now, full cup. Always hated the boy, but now the boy is the man, motherfucker. I done grill it up. You know me. You know me. I'm liable to do anything when it comes to that. You owe me. You owe me. You owe me. Bitch, you better have my money when I come for the shit like ODB. On my worst behavior. No. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it fucked up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfucker never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. Worst behavior.
Who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the store. You tell me who flop, who copped a new drop. Who jewels got rocks, who up making rap albums, doing numbers like it's pop. Same old pimp, Drake, you know ain't nothing changed. With these funny style niggas we done put on in the game. I just asked for some blessings at my grandmother's grave. And it's back to LA, open the mail, staring at the check. Enough to make you thought, man, it's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set, tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could be Serena when she playing with her left. Oh, where I reside, it look like a resort inside. Nigga, where your shit from? I imported mine. Ball miss for money like my last name, Mordecai. Fuck you, bitch, I'm more than high. My mama probably hear that and be mortified. This ain't the sun you raised, you used to take the Acura up 5 a.m. to go and shoot the grassy up on Morningside. For all the sudden, I'll forever be immortalized. Yeah, back and forth across the borderline. Hate to leave the city, but I gotta do the overtime. Gone all the time, even the important times. I should let you know ahead, I'm coming back on my worst behavior. Remember? Remember? Motherfucker! Remember? Hold up, hold my phone. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherfucker never loved us. Remember? Motherfucker. Remember? Worst behavior.
Already, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you, also host Golden. Please, what it do?
Yes, yes, another Wednesday, man. Oh, man. Let me say something to you real quick, kid. Let me say something to you real quick. Everybody else listening to us from wherever you at, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you got allergies, and you live in a place that makes your allergies messed up, you know how I feel right now. Like, our allergy index in Florida is ridiculous right now. And everybody with them is suffering. So that's what I was dealing with all day today. But other than that, another Wednesday, happy to be here. You probably could hear it in my voice, too.
I mean, nah, not that, not like you think, you know what I'm saying, because I feel like,
okay,
I'm going to say, guess what, like, yeah, you good, homie, you good. Yesterday, and I put it on my page, on my Facebook, which I hate, by the way, if you guys put it on my Facebook, but I'll be on there, so y'all on there. So look, I posted that I went hiking yesterday. Can you believe that? Like, I'm not an outdoor type of person. Like, I don't do fishing and camping. I went hiking. Look, I got paid, you feel me? I got paid, it was something new. So, of course, I was with, I'm not going to tell everybody my business and how I get my money, but,
right.
I mean, it's legal, but I'm just saying, like, y'all don't need to know everything, guys. But, yeah, I went hiking yesterday, so, like, I was good in the grass and woods and all of that type deal. But today, this morning when I woke up, I kind of felt it. I was like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
Now it's so, yes, I kind of know what you mean, like when you broke it down and whatnot. But it's crazy, you know, we're snowing city.
Hiking is dope, though. Congratulations, man.
Yo,
dope.
It's a great workout, so. It was pretty cool. I didn't think I was
Where was this?
It was in North Carolina. It was in North Carolina. We drove out there, and, yeah, you know what I'm saying? There was a purpose behind it, but again, just the basis, I went hiking, and that was, like, my first time. So, and honestly, it wasn't as bad as I may have ever thought it was, you know? I mean, I never really thought about it, but it wasn't bad. It was pretty cool. It was peaceful, you know? It's great.
You know what? I'm going to actually try it because, you know, we all have friends in L.A. We all have friends in Atlanta. Everybody goes hiking on Runyon Trail out in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I got tons of friends that do that. Anybody follow the game Instagram or anybody in Hollywood, you know, you always see them doing that. And also Stone Mountain out there in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
People hike that mountain you know, go running up
there.
So now you got a place in North Carolina that you could go. I got to find one. I heard it's a great workout, and I heard it's a great stress reliever to be, you know, just out there in the air, walking up, you know, getting your lungs right.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, you would think that, oh, my God, it's going to be bugs and all of that, but it was none of that. Like, I was like, okay, cool. Well, I don't know who cares about that, but I care about that. So I'm not I don't really do outdoors and whatnot, but I guess I do because I managed yesterday, and I told my people that I would be open to it again. My people, I mean, FB Peep. I said I would be open to it again, but I'm not about to, you know, it won't be a once-a-week thing for me. That's just me. I'm not going to be out there like that. But, yeah, so enough about us, I guess.
No. We got one more thing. We got the biggest thing, and I wanted to say it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really just wanted to congratulate our homie and host, my partner in crime, for winning the Internet Hustler of the Year at the 2014 SEA, Southern Entertainment Awards, over the weekend. Wherever you at, clap. You know what I'm saying? We clapping. You might can't hear it, but
yay!
That is an excellent, excellent honor. I had the pleasure of calling Onyx my partner in crime. Not only that, but a friend. You know what I'm saying? A real close friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, loving friend. Like, we got each other back for real. And to see where we, you know, came from and the vision that she had for this and already the accolades and things of that nature, man, it's just a testament to when you link up with real people, what you're able to do, what you're able to accomplish. And I just wanted to say kudos. I love her. She's super dope, you know what I'm saying? And we didn't know where this journey would take us, but we see where it's going. But just her winning that is so dope. So congratulations. And I wish I could have been there, man. I didn't make it, but, you know, I'd have probably jumped on stage and ruined the whole shit. But congratulations, kid. That shit is big. Big.
Man, I really, really, really appreciate that. And thank you so much. And that was so sweet. And I'm not going to cry. But that was super, super sweet and real. And I appreciate that. And also everyone, to you guys, who voted and nominated for me, because I really just, I mean, I didn't really campaign. I kept telling them, but I didn't campaign like I wanted to, so I did not expect that. So it was very dope. It was the first award of the night that they gave out. So I'm trying to fix my little bun, and then they're like, yeah, we're going to give out the first award media, and I'm like, yo, I'm not ready. And, you know, and then they called my name, so it was really nice and special, and, thank you, guys. Thank you, Golden, and thank you, everyone. And everybody that you know, wants to get nominated and looking to be nominated and whatnot, do know that you got to do more than just online. You actually have to move around and
you got to move around.
And kiss babies. Yeah, it's pretty intense. So up against some heavy hitters, got to take home that. And thank you to everybody that continues to support myself and Golden and our individual and collective endeavors and business moves. So going down, 2014, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, speaking of Disciplined Entertainment Awards, it's perfect that you did bring that up. We actually have a guest on tonight with us from the SOD Money Gang family, King Hothead. He's out of Memphis, Memphis native. Met him at the Southern Entertainment Awards. He's also with Palm Tree Entertainment. So that's Miami Mike. You know, he was our guest on here before. And so,
yes. Shout out Miami Mike. Was he out there?
He was. He goes every year, which is just so amazing, the commitment that he has and the, you know, just the fact that he shows love, like, every year. He makes a point to, no matter what he's doing, to come down every year. So I think that's pretty dope when you have somebody like that who can take time out of their busy schedule from taking boats in Egypt and wherever else he's been and come on down to Tunica, Mississippi, where the awards was at. But yeah, so... So I met this guy, and he was just very humble, very dope. He actually has a record that he wants to premiere with us tonight, and we're going to talk to him about, you know, the Memphis culture and why he's the next big thing out of Memphis. So we're going to see all about that. And,
yeah, we got to talk to him. That's a musical city right there, Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes.
So if he's the next big thing out of there, he must have some heat.
Yeah, we're going to see what's going on. We have his record hit tonight that he has with Don Chuck that will play prior to bringing him on. Also, you guys, if you want to call in and show your support, you're listening now, 760-913-4119. Man, we went right into allergies and awards. You guys, this is sanctioned by Global14.com, which is the main three sites. So, yeah, every Wednesday we're here. We're not going to get into any of the parts and whatnot. We're actually going to go straight into this record because I believe we have him a little on. So, yeah, King Hothead is his name, and this record is called Shopping Spree featuring Don Trick. So let's see what it do.
Check it out.
On the shopping spree of my click, nigga. I was sold with your chick, nigga. My true fat, but them dividends, that charger cost me an extra 10. Since you wanna get close, like my kin, now I don't do no new friend, but we can ball out and wake up in Japan. I'm fresh as a bar soap, and see dope, like an ounce of dope. I done killed this beat with my new flow, my third singer with my cousin Cole. Got hella bands, don't sell though, and I'm looking at this ice with my inner coat. Got 2 foreign chicks on the west coast, one bad chick on the east coast. I swear I think it's Mexico. All three my amigos, got some Mexican partners, Chico. I'm in all white, Kilo. My little brother, he hooping. If you know, if he you uphold. Tax free money, we bout to blow. I'ma get this money, check the show. If not, it's aight though. I still got one heart to pimp. Video shot by Joe Gotti. I'ma wake up in a Bugatti. Next year, it's hottie totty. Next year, it's old me. Video shot by Joe Gotti. I'm running my city like Yo Gotti.
Armani or Gucci, Versace or Louis. Baby, tell me what you want. Is it the Robbins or Troy? Chanel or Prada, Dolce & Gabbana. I got bands on top of bands so I can spend a few dollars. This is a shopping spree, a shopping spree, shopping spree. Baby, you can have whatever you like. A shopping spree, a shopping spree. Baby, you can have whatever you like. Cause it's a shopping spree.
If she's mine, then I'll spend it. But if she's not my wife, she can do detention. In other words, you can keep her. I don't want her, I don't need her. I might put her push in the sleeper. No, we can't kick it like FIFA. And all I deal with is bad bitch. But I ain't paying no notes on them. I'm afraid to death, no afterlife. But watch how quick I get ghost on them. I put my paper over poof. They might say I killed that cat, but they can't ever say I booked it. I'm ballin', and I never made a bucket. Well, and I'm all about my business, push never in the budget. And I know most these hoes is rubbin'. They say love is blind, but so is Lady Justice.
Armani or Gucci, Versace or Louis. Baby, tell me what you want. Is it them Robins or Troy? Chanel or Prada, Dolce & Gabbana. I got bands on top of bands so I can spend a few dollars. This is a shopping spree. A shopping spree, shopping spree. Baby, you can have whatever you like. Cause it's a shopping spree, a shopping spree. A shopping spree, a shopping spree. Baby, you can have whatever you like. Cause it's a shopping spree.
Call me the stuntman, Eva Knievel. I'm so fly, American, bald eagle. I just killed the parking lot, it's totally illegal. Not literally, you weasel.
I'm smoking Selma.
Our money this, Gucci this. Versace, Versace, then Louis Vuitton, then Fendi, then Prada, then Dolce & Gabbana. Robin and Chewy, take covers on Walnut. I sprinkle they big, but there's no marijuana. I swear that we saw this, it lies on lasagna. Swag on the tail like them river for runners. I buy up the mile because I got karma.
If she want designer, she gon' get designer. Slim waist,
set up.
So I stay behind her. She don't need no ass. Her booty all natural. I keep her on my side like a business satchel.
That ain't real jewelry.
That's Cuba's a cone.
That ain't a real role.
Tick tocking, homie.
No debit card.
Set cash on.
My bitch bad.
Young Cinderone.
My stomach fat.
But my pockets fat.
They pissed off.
Like a bad blouse.
We go together.
Like a truck and tractor.
I'm on top.
Table man louder.
I'm money or Gucci. Versace be a Louis. Baby, tell me what you want. Is it them Robins or Troy? Chanel or Prada, Dolce & Gabbana. I got bands on top of bands so I can spend a few dollars. This is a shopping spree, a shopping spree, shopping spree. Baby, you can have whatever you like. This is a shopping spree, a shopping spree, a shopping spree, a shopping spree. Baby, you can have whatever you like. This is a shopping spree.
Already shopping spree. Can have whatever you
like. Whatever you like.
I can have whatever. I'm like, yo, we got King Hothead on the line right now. What's good, homie?
Man, turn up, man. How y'all doing?
King Hothead in the building. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's good?
Man, what's good with it? I can't call it. How y'all doing out there?
Oh, shoot.
Hello?
I'm chilling. Yeah, we here. We here. I'm good.
Oh, okay,
everything's
then.
Good this way. Got the homie
going
to sleep on the line as a
host. Yeah, man, good, man. I was just digesting the record, man. That was a nice sounding joint right there. You know, I like Don Tripp on that joint, and I was listening to the lyrics. Then it had some metaphors in that joint, man. That whole last verse was turned up. I was like, okay, man, killing that joint. So kudos to you, man. I like that joint.
I appreciate it. I salute Don Tripp and my guy AP Cross who made the record and made the beat, and man, we put something together, and now it's just, you know, it's getting a whole buzz from the UK to like 30, probably like 32 states right now, you feel me?
Nice.
Yeah, most definitely. So I appreciate y'all for having me on here.
Dude, no doubt. Thank you for coming. So actually, just for telling everybody that's listening, that I ran into you at the Southern Entertainment Awards, so very dope, humble personality, so was excited to have you on, and then to know that you're signed with Quality Entertainment and SOD Money Game was just a plus. So we definitely want to, it was good biz. We definitely want to get into how that all happened. But first, you know, let's get into who King Hothead is, and so you're from Memphis. Were you born and raised in Memphis?
Yeah, I'm from Memphis. I did a whole lot of moving around coming up, but this is where I was born, at July 23rd, you know. So originally out of Blackhaven, you know, but you know, we didn't took over that, so you know, you used to call it Whitehaven, but yeah, we didn't took over it, so it's Blackhaven.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee though, and I salute everybody out here.
Already, most definitely. So tell me a little bit about your upbringing and childhood, rather, you know, what that was like, and if you were around music at a young age and whatnot.
Man, one thing, I'm going to keep it straight G, you know, one thing about it, and two things for certain, I didn't come up on a lot of rap game, you know what I'm saying? I'd heard it, you know, but, you know, rap game, that wasn't me. I was strictly, you know, playing football. That's all I wanted to do. But, you know, I guess I had another talent as I got older, you know, came up, you know, and I just started, you know, just started writing on a pen and a pad, you feel me, and just stuck with something. And I actually got serious with it, you know, when I was, like, in the 12th grade, in my first year of college, and I got really serious with it. And I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. But in my childhood, you know, it was a struggle. I can't sit up here and lie about it like I didn't had it all good. You know, I had the cake and ice cream, but I didn't though. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, about six brothers and two sisters, and We was all coming up, you know, rough. But you know, idea. Everybody got, you know, a certain lifestyle that they done lived and, you know, and came up on. But you know, I just changed that and you know, take the bad with the good and then overcome everything and just you know, just come up and try to get to where I'm trying to get to. You know.
Well, definitely. And so you said you wanted to play football. At what point did you determine, okay, I'm not going to do the football thing, I'm going to actually try the slap thing? Or did you do the football thing in college, in high school?
When I kept having problems in college, and I was like, man, you know how it is when you got the financial aid and everything, you know, they take care of certain things, but it's always something at the end that you didn't take care of that I ain't know of.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept coming back and forth, and I'm like, man, look here, I guess this ain't where I need to be at, even though that's what I wanted to do, and I was blessed enough to get in school. You know, and it just didn't accomplish how I wanted it to. But yeah, I really wanted to play ball. But how did I start writing? And matter of fact, I did a high school song, and you know, did a high school song for my football team, and did a college song for my football team. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. And I stuck with it. So I was like, man, one day I was gonna be on the radio, and that's exactly what I said. And one day, and I graduated in 2009. From 2009 to 2014, I want to say what, about 4 or 5 years, I accomplished something what I said I was going to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Definitely. That's good biz. So look, let me ask you this. Do you remember your first couple of lines or that you wrote down before? Or do you and you remember
any of them? Man, the first couple of lines, I can remember, but I can't remember because I remember, I think it was back in 08, and we was in East Memphis, you know, with a group, you know, called Paperboy, TBZ, and Marstar. We was all in a group, and we was in a studio in a closet out there, and I was just like, man. And it was to the song Travis Porter beat, and I think it was All the Way Turned Up, and that was the first time I wrote. And when the first time I wrote, I don't think I wrote nothing. I think I had on run-on sentences, you hear me? So I wouldn't even want to tell y'all what I put because it was just so horrible. It was just so horrible, yo. So I'm like, nah, I'm not gonna, you know, put on the air what I did because you wouldn't even believe. You would think somebody else write my music, but I came with it. But nah, but just know it wasn't good, though, you know.
Well, it's good to know that you've grown since then and plan to keep on and continue with the progress. So how about the first time it was a good record that you put together, a verse live at Hot 16? What was the reaction like of your peers and everybody? How did you feel?
Man, 2012, and I can remember that one, 2012, I did a song with Flyboy Z of PBZ, and, you know, the guy that's on the Shopping Spree song, AP Krause. We've been rocking together since school, so we've been doing a lot of things together. But the first song was In the Sky, and that was a matter of fact, that's the single that's supposed to be pushing before Shopping Spree. But, you know, things got tweeted out. But other than it, you know, we did that song, and I put it on the notes, you know, the Facebook and all that, and I started getting a lot of feedback towards it, and I was like, you know, my guys then was really telling me, like, man, that song a hit. So I was like, I'm going to push it, you know. And I started to push it 2013. And I got a feedback from the Memphis Grizzly owners. And, you know, they own the Grizzlies and own the Texas Rangers, Mr. Neil Littman. And when he heard it, you know, this guy is a white guy, you know what I'm saying? So he listened to all variety of music. And when he heard it, he was asking me, like, who you roll with or who's sponsoring you? And I'm like, man. You know, it is, you know, I was just telling them what was going on. I told them, I'm just out here grinding, you know, heavy grinding, a light sleeper, you know. So when he heard the song, he didn't want to hear nothing else. And he really wanted to help push that single. But, you know, I had to tell him, man, I had to start off with somebody that was already just hot. So I turned around and did shopping spree. And that's how it is. But I'm pretty sure, you know, after this shopping spree fade out, I'm going to come back with that In the Sky single, though, you know.
Well, I think that's an amazing accomplishment to have somebody approach you and mention sponsors and all of the investments and whatnot. We talk about that pretty heavy on the show for independent artists coming up. So that's a good look. That's real good there.
Yeah.
Indeed it is. So tell us about the whole Memphis thing. When I was talking with you and I said, no, we can't talk because we got to wait for the interview. Tell me a little bit more about the school you went to with Memphis, because I asked you about DJ Paul and any artists that you inspired from within Memphis, and you kind of gave me a little insight as far as that went. So tell me a little bit about that.
Memphis is a city that you come from the mud from. You know, either you're going to get it or you ain't going to get it. Is either you're going to grind about it or you're going to think somebody's going to give you something. And that's one thing about it. I thought somebody was going to give me something with this rap game, but no, ain't nobody gave me nothing. But, you know, from the school I went to, from Fairley High School to over to Whitehaven High School, and ended up graduating from here, Chris High School. That's where DJ Paul came out, and like I was telling you, I didn't even know he went there until I started seeing his graduation picture in the library, you know what I'm saying, on the second floor. So I didn't even know dude went there, but, I mean, from out of Memphis, you know, there's a lot of rappers out here and a lot of artists, but, you know, like Tripp, Young Dolph, Schoolboy, Conan from the MSG, Mob Stars, I salute him, that's my cousin. One thing about it, you know, the main two people that really brought my attention to the rap game was Don Tripp and my cousin Conan, you know, because he's been doing it a long time since I was in middle school. So that's who really caught my eye, you know what I'm saying, I want to do this. And, it wasn't nothing that everything that they was writing about was real. You know, it wasn't no fake, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Kept it straight G with you. You know, everything they dropped, everything that came out of his mouth, they was either doing it or they done seen it or they done heard, you know, then been around it. And that made me want to actually, okay, I'm going to be this guy. I'm going to have everybody's attention. You ain't gonna have to listen, but you're gonna respect whatever I drop, because I'm not finna be, you know, on everybody else high horse. Okay, he doing that. That ain't me.
So tell us about that's a good, I like the way that you put that, and you know, much respect to Don Tripp and your cuss for definitely putting you on game and kind of showing you the ropes and how you do got to get out here and touch. So it's great to hear you say that, you know, you did think somebody was going to get you, but now you're out there, you see what's up, and, you know, that's not where you want to be. So my next question I want to ask you, and then I'm going to definitely bring the host back on so he can ask you a couple questions as well, is Palm Tree Entertainment, SOG Money Game, how did this situation come about for you?
And it came about, man, it's probably like late 2011, early 2012. Matter of fact, out here at Ole Miss, where, you know, I was resigning it, I got in tune with Miami Mike, and, you know, it comes again with the single In the Sky. So I had the song, you know what I'm saying, for a minute, just holding on to it. So I'm constantly I'm constantly trying to get in tune with Miami Mike, but I couldn't get in touch with him. So I'm like, man, how do I get in touch with this cat? But he was the main guy throwing the parties out there at Ole Miss. So I'm like, I didn't know how to get in tune with him. So that's what it came about with my manager, John T. Brown. And, you know, we all sit down, and I was like, man, I really want to do this. You know what I'm saying? I really want to be a part of this. And you know, it ain't no easy steps when you come to signing no papers. And matter of fact, me and Mike sit down at a restaurant in Basel, Mississippi, on a Thursday afternoon, I think, around 3 o'clock, and we sit down and he heard the song, and he was, like you said, when he heard it, it was a go go, you get what I'm saying? So that's how that came about. But I literally just signed the paperwork, you know, with SOD and PTE and B&B Management. I just signed the paperwork back here July 14th of 2013. So just signed the paperwork to that, and it wasn't no easy thing, you know. It, you know, that's why I tell everybody, it ain't all about signing, bro. You'll sign your whole life away and don't even know what you even did, you know.
No, most definitely. Yeah, for real. You definitely got to look out for the paperwork. And I like the fact that you took your time with it and that you made the right move. I mean, I think that's really dope. And you seem to be very level-headed and understanding of the game and this business and what it's truly about. So, you know, much respect to you, Hothead. That's the biz. So,
appreciate it.
Yeah. So I want to get into bring my – also on the line here also, but one more thing for you. How did you know that you wanted to go independent versus major? Like, kind of, have you wanted to go major mainstream? Are you looking to get any major distribution, or is everything going to go just pretty much, because I believe that's the Money Game, is independent. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's independent.
Okay.
But one thing, one thing I thought about, you know, and I said now, I've been thinking about it for about a month now. Yeah, it's SOD and Palm Trees and B&B Management, but I gotta live for myself too, you feel me? And and I feel like, you know, if any record label come and if they talking right, we're gonna sit down and, you know, negotiate on everything. But I also started my own label, you know, Lawyer 500 Entertainment, JYD, Junkyard Dog. So it's like I'm really just sitting down, just listening, looking, and paying attention to everything out here. But, April 26th, when I head to Atlanta, I'll be sitting down with Sony record labels. So, it's all up for heels, you know.
Right.
If I ever want to get somewhere and really want to see some M's, you know, I can't just sit down in that one spot and think things going to just keep going like this. It's not going to happen. So it's just the beginning of it.
Okay, that's a dope answer. Definitely. So you're open to more opportunities. That's good. Big Golden. I'm going to bring you on also. To top it up with the homie Hothead on the line.
Oh yeah, man. I'm over here, digesting everything the homie's saying. Man, it's definitely real. And when young brothers get in the situation of signing deals, that is just the beginning. You know, it's the beginning of a lot of hard work. You want to make sure you're with the right team. You want to make sure you're with the right people. And it sounds like Hothead knows exactly what he's dealing with. Even what he don't know, he's trying to learn, which is the biggest thing you should try to do is you don't know it all, so you're going to learn along the way. And it definitely seems like he's on the path to doing that, which is the mark of somebody that can succeed. You know what I'm saying? They don't think they know it all. And I wanted to talk to him about that because, you know, there's been things in the blogs and things about different people that have been signed, SODMG Money Gang, and then they end up with somebody else or whatever have you. And like he just said, he was open to things of that nature. Have you spoken with Soulja Boy on doing things with him? Do you guys have a relationship where he's trying to move your career forward or looking at your music, trying to push it?
I mean, yeah, bro, cool. Bro, cool, matter of fact. We had a little couple words over Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Not no bad words, just a little couple of words on what I was trying to do. And just waiting on brother send a dope another beat so I can drop another singer that I can come right behind with. But brother doing his thing, and I'm doing mine. So we all come together. Matter of fact, we'll all be together in June out there in LA, and June and hopefully July, because his birthday on the 28th of July, mine's the 23rd. So we're trying to put a badge together. But I know for exactly in June, and then June year I can come back and answer that question for you.
I know he produced and he made music, and a lot of endorsements and things come his way, so hopefully you could be a part of some of that. you know what I'm saying? One thing about Soulja Boy, when I look at his career, you know, a lot of people, you know, they talk about how he's not strong musically, or they have their opinion on that, you know what I'm saying? Let me say that. So different people got different opinions. But one thing about Soulja Boy is that he attracts business, you know what I'm saying? I remember seeing him. You know, and I think Miami Mike has a lot to do with that as well. But I remember seeing him walking through this conference, and the amount of people that knew him or wanted to meet him that was of products and technology and things like that. I was like, wow, you know, he getting his face out there with a lot of these different people, and that can help you a lot when you're an artist, when you brand yourself with certain different things, not just music. You know, I always admired that about him. Like, yo, he seemed to get into circles where the more money could come, you know, from different angles. You know what I'm saying? So is that something you looking to do as well? When you get your music and you start hitting your marks on your music like you want to do, are you looking at other ways to brand yourself as well? Like, shoot, you used to play football. You know, you probably know a lot about what feels comfortable out there on the practice field. You know, Under Armour, and they actually, I think, cutting deals with artists now. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of different lanes. Are you trying to diversify when you hit your music marks and get out there, bro?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. You know, as we speak, you know, I might not do nothing with the football probably, but I'll probably go back into, you know, the basketball with my little brother. My baby brother, he signed with Ole Miss. He'll be entering the Ole Miss May 28th this year for his freshman year of college. So yeah, so he's real deal. He's the top five in Memphis, out of Memphis, is like 138 in the nation as a power forward. So I mean, we work together every day. We talk about what we try and have, you know, what we want to accomplish, or try to, you know, when he make it before I do, or if I make it all the way before he get to where he's trying to get to. We all, you know, me and him just got that bond, and we talk about things like that. And you know, yesterday we talked about it yesterday as we were working out. You know, something I want to do and something you want to do, we're gonna put something together and just try to give back. Like I said, you can't go wrong with $100 million. You hear me? You can't be
You're damn still. Right. You're damn right. Now that's what's up right there. A lot of those things, and you know, I'm glad y'all having those talks. Look what you said earlier. It was a guy that owned a basketball team that really liked your song. So that's a huge, when I was listening to you saying that story, I just wanted to come back and say that's huge, man, because a lot of people do not get that shot, especially from people that aren't in the music industry, which is a great thing because there's no conflict of interest, you know what I'm saying? They want to support you. They want to make things happen. So I thought that was really dope that he just loved your song that much. And now, look, you got your little brother. Congratulations to him.
KD
to
Beast,
hard.
Man.
Congratulations, KD, man. You know what I'm saying? It takes hard work to get to those levels that you're talking about he's at. And I hope that y'all continue having those talks about, you know, where y'all both want to go, because I think iron sharpens iron, man. Y'all can help each other out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man, most definitely. I try to teach him. As a matter of fact, I people can like it or not, but, you know, in reality, that's my son and my baby brother, man. So, you know, anything he need, I got him if I got it. But, you know, dude is a hard worker. When I say he's in the gym 6 days a week, man, see, you know, he's a hard worker, and he really, truly understanding life of basketball. That's what he started. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, we just gonna push it until either one of us get to what we trying to get to first, you know.
That's it. That's all you gotta do. And you know, I wanted to holler at you about Memphis, Tennessee, man. Onyx mentioned it a while ago. You got DJ Paul, you got Juicy J, one of my favorite artists, period. You know what I'm saying? I've always loved Juicy J. You got Yo Gotti, you got the Mafia Six, who we had on the show, DJ Paul, a little while ago. They on tour right now. There's a heavy music scene in Memphis, from when you're talking blues, whatever. Now, you coming out of Memphis rapping, do you have a sense of that on your back? Like, you know what, man, when I come out of Memphis, I got to make a statement, because there's there might not be a gang of artists that came out of Memphis as far as rap, but the ones that have, they have created like an independent conglomerate on their own. Like when I look at Yo Gotti now, I'm like, Yo Gotti don't need nobody, really. That dude made his path and did his thing. Same way 3-6 Mafia did. Is that how Hothead is thinking too?
Man, most definitely. Like I said, you know, once again, if they ain't gonna give it to me, I'm gonna take it. You know,
right.
I'm just keeping it straight G with you. If they ain't gonna give it to me, I'm just gonna take it, and that's exactly how I wanna, you know, open things up for me. You know, like I said, Yo Gotti, he the king of Memphis. He handling his business. I can't knock him for that. You know, he's on his grind. You know, Juicy J, I salute that guy, man. You know, salute to Juicy J out there, dude. Is a real no sleeping guy. I can't
for
dude to be his prime age. Dude is on top. You feel me? And I honor and I cherish that. You know, for brother still be out here grinding, still getting younger guys, younger females attention, and going towards colleges. Come on, man, it's killing. So I respect that. So, you know, dude is on top of his game, man. And you know, now you know, Mafia 6, they coming back together as one. You know, like they did, cause they had the streets back in the gap. They, you know, Country Black, you know, Skinny them, you know, Player Fly, all them guys. You know, Pat, they you know, Gangsta Boo, Lil Chat, they had the city, man, and had everybody coming down the street bucking and dancing and everything. So,
right.
You know, but. You know, they, you know, everybody has a chance, you know, but that's
right.
Something definitely I will want, you know, when my time, you know, actually opens up all the way. So
nah, that's what's up, man. You got a strong lineage of cats that came before you, you know what I'm saying? And I also want to know how your family feel about it, man. You know, how your people feel about you being in the music game.
That's a hard rock to really swallow, because like I said, you always think your family gonna be the one behind you, but
right.
Like I said, I keep it straight G, man. Ain't nobody, you know, a lot of people really didn't think I had it in me. I'm just being honest, and I know it's a lot of people just listening right now. It's a lot of people in Memphis listening to us right now as we speak, and you know, a lot of people out there at Ole Miss, you know. You know, a lot of folks didn't really think I was gonna get this far. You know, am I it where I wanna be it? Nah, man, I'm really not. But my name is buzzing. I'm getting attention. I'm on the radio. I'm state to state with things, and you know, and now the biggest show, you know, in Atlanta, and that's first show.
Come on, man,
your first show in Atlanta. Come on, that's crazy. You
that's
shot
huge,
out of Memphis downtown. You know what I'm saying? Little clubs out here. But your first show is out of town? Yeah. So I'm going to break
that's
the flow. Yeah. So
that's
I'm not telling, you know. Yeah, but, the, you know, the only person that really, you know, that really stuck behind is like my little brother. My brother, Chief Hottie, Solid, 20, you know, them guy that stuck behind me with it. And, you know, my manager, them, you know, they pushing me with it. But as far as communicating with, like, with my mom, you know, and my pop, you know, can't really just say, you know what I'm saying? Can't really say.
Right.
So I just be honest with you, but you know, I'm pretty sure they'll be happy if I make it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
right.
You know, they always want to say, well, you know, get a job, do this, do that. You know, have for show income, money coming in. Yeah, that's cool. But you know, I can't. I don't like being micromanaged. You feel me?
Yeah,
I don't like being micromanaged.
Most entrepreneurs don't, man. Most people with the entrepreneur mind, and they got their head strong. You know, I don't like it either. So you know, we one in the same when they go to that. You know what I mean? I'm type of brother. You know, I'm honest and saying we on our entrepreneur stuff. And you know, sometimes, man, you know, just you know, from another brother to another brother, I know how that go. You know what I'm saying? Like there's people that don't see your vision. Like you see it, there's people that think, you know, hey, there's a million things you can do. The chances are slim to none. But when you got passion for something, a lot of that stuff go to the wayside. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't their fault that they think of like that. They came up on something else. But at the same time, look to the support that you do have and let and ride that wave. And then ride that wave until they start changing their mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, you know, King went out here and did that. He told us he was going to do it. He did that. You know what I'm saying? And it's only one way you can do that is to try. And if you don't try, then you never can win. You know what I'm saying? So I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah, most definitely. I told my son that the other night, man. He said, man, I can't do it. Dad, man, don't never let me hear you say can't come out your mouth. You 3 years old, you come out some can't. Nah, man, you can do everything because you don't know what you're doing. That's the point. You know what I'm saying? No, no. My son had to put him outside or something for a minute. Come out some, I can't do it.
Right, right.
You know, you're right, man. A lot of, you know, everybody out here got to just try. You know, you can't go wrong by trying. Came out, you can't go wrong by trying to put an application in. Either they going to call you or they ain't. Simple,
yeah,
you try.
There you go.
Same thing.
So, you know, keep when it comes to that, brother, you know, like I said, there's a lot of people that go through that same thing. You know, you're not the only one. But we also want to know what you got coming up, man. You know, we heard the single earlier, you know, Shopping Spree. If y'all didn't listen to it, you know what I'm saying, make sure you're requesting it if you're in Memphis, Tennessee, or wherever you at, you know what I'm saying. But you said you got the big show coming up in Atlanta. Now, is Shopping Spree going to be off a project? Are you releasing something soon, or are you just working out the music right now?
And I'll be releasing my fourth mixtape, matter of fact, on my birthday, July 23rd. Matter of fact, it'll be releasing. That'll be my fourth one. But the Shopping Spree is a project that I'm just working right now, got my hands on it. I can't stop now because it's tweaking. I can't go to nothing else now because I don't want to get the fans or my family, my friends, nobody confused. So I have to just keep tweaking, keep working, keep networking. And pushing and promoting. And like I said, Atlanta, that's where we'll be at the next stop. You know what I'm saying? Downtown, flooding the whole Atlanta with the single out there. And matter of fact, hopefully if it's enough service, everybody can get one. But they ain't free though. You're in.
You out there slinging them things. Tell them to come with their money in their pocket, man. You out here grinding, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So that's what I got coming up next, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the mixtape. But like I said, I'm just constantly dropping, you know, just dropping music, giving everybody keep their mind on me. I don't want nobody to lose no focus, you know what I'm saying? So if I don't drop nothing, they ain't going to think about me. So out of sight, out of mind, I will be in your mind when you hear this music. You know
There you go. But tell them where, make sure you tell them where you can reach. Where they can reach you on the social networks, you know what I'm saying, so they can stay in touch with you and follow your move.
Yeah. For those, everybody out there listening, I know y'all just dying to hear this shout out, but we're about to give y'all all the info. Y'all can find me on Facebook, King Hothead, Twitter, at King Hothead, Instagram, at Hothead _of_SODMG. And that's how y'all can reach me. Email hothead2020@gmail.com. And matter of fact, my manager them, John T. Brown, at palmtree.com. Y'all can salute to them, get in tune with him right there. But that's how they can find me. There's no question asked, you know, that's how you can do it. I will return everybody tweets and, you know, and do it like that. I'm not no fugazi ass nigga.
There you go.
Keep it real. But keep it real. Well, but like I said,
you know, I just wanted to come through and say, you know, we really appreciate you. Again, the realness, the humility, your candid opinion, and just being honest with us, and just, you know, sharing that information with your fans. And we love what you're doing. I'm trying to grow your fan base and keeping your name out there, branding. And it seems like you have a really great, strong plan in mind and action as well. So salute to you. Much respect. And, we're looking forward to hopefully I catch one of these shows coming up. You got coming up. You grinding, you rocking your head. So hopefully we'll catch one of these shows and you know, purchase a T-shirt and whatnot.
So we, y'all ain't got to purchase, man. I have to make sure just give it over to you. You hear me?
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Yeah, that's what's
up. Whatever I want. Yeah, he did say that, though, on the record. What is it?
Yeah, whatever you like. You hear me? Most definitely. Let me ask a question. Y'all wouldn't mind I do this shout-out, though, huh?
No.
Nah, go ahead, brother.
Do your thing.
Okay, then. Because they gonna probably talk bad about me if I don't do it. You feel me? But, yeah, the whole shout-out, though, y'all listen up, though. The whole MSG, Mob Stars Gang, the whole JYD, B&B Management, Palm Tree, SODMG, my brother Solid, Chief Hothead, Mac Twin, my little brother KG, Shorty Topic Crown, Smiley, Love Jones, who promoting a tail off, Vanessa Anderson, Miss Cindy Brownley, Mr. Young Pat, a Super Unit and Savage Life, LaTwan, LaQuanda, Felicia Lloyd, Asia Tatty Down, LaRachel Moody, Jocelyn Shaquita, Tiffany Clark, my sister-in-law, Miss Pooh, Marcus Hyman, Tashana, Tiffany from Wisconsin, Deezy from Wisconsin, Derek Poshman, Nada Jones, Tony Cox, Brandon Body, Love is Pain, Candice Booker, Papoose from Fast Money Gang. Salute to them guys out there. My guy, Chris, Fast Money Gang, Miss Keith, Eric Watkin, Keith Jones, and my cousin Duke, and the whole Memphis. I salute everybody, man. If I forgot about you, y'all know I try my best. Man, just turn up one time. Like I said, everybody go request Shopping Spree on Atlanta radio station at 678-479-4100. And Memphis radio station, High 107, 901-362-1071. Turn up, man.
Oh, man,
there you go. Shout out to all y'all. Start listening to The Cut every Wednesday, too, man. You know what I'm saying? So come back with King Hothead. You know what I'm saying? Listen to your folks, man. You got a show that go on every Wednesday, man. I like the way you shouted everybody you could think of out, man. You know, that makes people engage the people. You know what I'm saying? We encourage that on The Cut, man.
Most definitely. That's something I had to do. It. They got my hands hurting writing all these names down, man. You see? For real. So, that is time up, man.
Man, shout out to your whole squad and your team as well. Again, and all your supporters and fans that have listened in tonight. And again, thank you so much for coming through and being my special guest, our special guest. It was great to be here, and we look forward to meeting you again. Coming up here soon,
man. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Hope to see y'all out there in Atlanta, man. April 29th, we're turning up. We're going to break the flow downtown. I'm turning it out, you hear me? So you might be able to call the law because they're going to get me up off the stage, man, you hear me?
Make sure you videotape that thing in case we don't make it. You know, I want to see that all over the Internet. On your Twitter links and everything, you know what I'm saying? Let them know what you're doing, and even if they can't make it, get it to them.
That's right.
Dig that. Salute that, man. I appreciate y'all having me on here, you heard me?
No doubt. We'll stay in touch for sure so we can get that new music, that new heat. And, yeah, we wish you the best, man. Much success. Salute.
Oh, yeah, all is well. I salute. Stay on the grind.
All right. We had your King Hothead, folks. You know what I mean? You heard it. Make sure you follow the young man. He out there grinding, man. And everybody listening, you know what I'm saying? Understand that this shit ain't easy. So when you hear
man.
Folks come on here talking about what they got going on, where they came from, how it happened, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all a grind. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you want to support him. Go listen to his music. You know what I'm saying? If he turns you into a fan, tell somebody else about him. They're going to tell somebody else about him, and that's how this shit works. You know what I mean?
Stay like that. You know, and what's so dope about him is just, like I said, he understands the game. He understands I got to get my money more than one way.
Yeah, he know.
I can't expect anything to come to me. I got to get out here and work for mine. I got to show love to the people that show love to me. I got to support. You know, it goes both ways. I just love everything about his mindset in this industry, because as we all know, it's not, like you said, it ain't easy. It's grimy, it's crazy, and it's just the truth, you know, just the drive on truth. So I like that he came on here and gave the honesty hour, you feel me? We need more artists like that out there, just saying straight up what it is. This is where I'm trying to go, this is what I'm trying to do, and this is what I'm going to do. So that's real dope right there. So, yeah, King Hothead, we'll definitely keep in touch with him and keep you guys posted. If you missed any of tonight's broadcast or interview, you can actually access it after tonight, after we get in the show tonight. You guys can go back and play. It is recorded. So, yeah, get that playback. If you missed the shout-out, don't worry. Go back and play. I'm pretty sure he had you in that joint. You feel me? So, yeah. So let's take a quick break and then come back with some news, music news, what went down this week. Maybe a couple of times, I don't know. We'll have to see what it do. But let me go ahead and drop this, YG real quick.
Let's do it.
My motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, 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 my nigga. First thing first, out of all my niggas, this rap shit cracked and I've all my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He selling for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, some niggas drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on thing. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, it ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, it ain't my nigga. Take a nigga K shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass, go to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas. Said I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and they ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Dope boys, my niggas. My nigga, my nigga. YG, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Rich homie, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit our water and buy everything we see. Me and my down there nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right, by the case, my nigga. Drink the act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures. Who got it, y'all? Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. YG, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Rich homie, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga got weight. My nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, my nigga get a plate. I'm still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga, bitch, my nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. YG, my nigga. And I ain't going in, ain't trying to leave my nigga. My niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Believe it, I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, 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 my nigga.
Welcome back to Global 14, the Cut Ride G with your Young Jeezy, with Tommy Kwan, my nigga. So, yeah. News, homie. You know what? First off, let me say this. I'm sorry to cut you off. I meant to say it at the beginning of the show, but breaking news within the last 2 hours, actually, my city and Fort Hood, the base, basically breaking news, shootings all over Fort Hood.
Ridiculous.
Shooters. Yeah, I was getting all kind of texts and stuff like that. I had to shoot a couple of texts out to make sure. And it's really hard to tell because, I mean, you can go on Fort Hood and, you know, you ride on Hood, ride off, whether you live here or not. So I definitely, you know, they did say one is already deceased at this time. And then, you know, you got the people that's injured.
It's up
so
to
I
four
hope,
now.
I didn't even know that much.
People, I think. Yeah.
I almost literally, like, canceled the show, you know what I'm saying, because I'm like, I wasn't going to speak to and see what was good because I'm like, this is kind of too much. But, you know, I came to the conclusion that there was really nothing that I can do from here and that we needed to move forward and just keep Fort Hood and Colleen and our prayers as well as every, you know, as we do any other place and any other time there's breaking news such as this. So definitely need to send a shout out to my city and let them know prayers are up for all, because it's just, you know, everybody knows everybody, and it's not too, not unlikely that we could know somebody, and it hits a little closer to home than we'd like it to, so unfortunately, that did take place today. I am glad to see that they're trying to make progress and, you know, getting the people responsible and whatnot, but again, that needed to be said, because that's very crazy that had to happen, and it just kind of seems like it's always something. You know, and I hate that when it's breaking news, it's always tragic instead of, you know, something great to celebrate. So,
It's ridiculous, man. You get these breaking news stories about these mass shootings, people just getting killed, you know what I'm saying, off the rip. Probably ain't had nothing to do with the dude, you know, or whoever the shooter was, you know. I was monitoring it right before we got on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I always forget where the places are. So I forgot it was in Killeen, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got, where you got Fort Bragg, Fort Hood, and, you know, if you're not a military person that never lived around it, you kind of forget where they are.
Right.
And that is definitely right there in my homie's hometown. You know what I'm saying? This is the second one in how many years in Fort Hood? Like, 2009.
I was on there promoting Charlie Wilson concert, and it went down. And so, I mean, it's just very disheartening and horrible to hear. So hopefully,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully everybody, you know, stop with this crazy. I don't know, man. I kind of think like every time you see this shit on the news, it just sparks some other crazy motherfucker to go do the same thing, even though the normal people are sitting there looking at it like, oh, shit, man, another one, and they, you know, they sad about it. There's some other crazy people out there that's like, yeah, that's how I'm going to go out. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is like, I don't even know if we should show these shits or cover them like they cover them. You know, I know you got to cover news, but the sensationalism of it and the attention it gets, that shit is like a power trip to a crazy motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So it's too crazy, man. Nobody want to be just walking somewhere chilling and get smoked for no fucking reason, you know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. And I got the people in my city are saying that CNN got the stories all messed up and wrong, and that the local news is holding down and really, you know, reporting what's going on, keeping everybody abreast. So that doesn't surprise me, allegedly. You know, I'm not going to sit here and bash CNN. You know, I'm just saying, you know, they're in the city. They're right there. They're at the base. They're telling me and everybody else what's going on. So I'm just kind of staying glued to my Facebook tonight. And, you know, what's crazy is I did hear somebody say, man, I just got locked down on Fort Hood. I'm trying to get off. And so then the next thing you know, that's when everybody says about 30 minutes later, it's a shooting. Because, you know, first they just lock it down. You really don't know what it is. And so, yeah, it's sad and just a shame. But I had to come through and say that. Sorry to bring down the morale, but this is our times and this is what it is. And so we got to make sure we speak on what's happening in this world right now. So what about the music, bro? We can transition it. Anything that you came across that we can, like, kind of cover, talk about?
You know, to be real, the only thing that was really, how can I say, conversation worthy. There was a lot of different mm-hmm. things, but one thing right. that was conversation worthy was 50 Cent's interview at the mm-hmm. Breakfast Club. A lot of people have been talking about the things that 50's been saying, you know, in his interviews, you know, in regards to G-Unit, in regards to the industry as a whole, a lot of different points mm-hmm. he's been making. And, you know, that right there, I thought, you know, I don't know if a lot of people have heard it, you know what I'm saying? I kind of wanted to get into it on another show through topics that we present, like awful things that he said, you know what I'm saying, as far as mm-hmm. the industry's concerned, as far as mm-hmm. guys, people in the industry. I think we could have an interesting show, not only what 50's talking about, but just like a town hall type of show. Where
gotcha.
Our listeners call in, just like we kind of did last week with Maine and a couple of other
yeah.
cats talking about the Drazy and Jay.
Right.
I think there's a few different things that's going on in the music industry that we can get some real nice insight from different people on, you know what I'm saying? And 50 touched on a few of those things in the interview, and I was like, you know what, maybe we should do a whole, like, town hall show, you know what I'm saying? A
right.
segment
right.
of people calling
absolutely.
In and sharing their views, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And, you know, we did that before the state of hip-hop. We did a part one, part two.
Yeah.
It got so been crazy. And we dived, you know, dissected and went in. So we're not opposed to that at all. Let's definitely get that popping and, you know, go from there. So what we could do then now is, let's see here.
Yeah, let's wrap. We can put our heads together off the show and then come back with the questions.
No.
And we could
no,
prepare. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we could kick it like that.
Definitely. I'm looking for a record that we can write out to his teeth and keep it moving.
Okay.
Is actually what I'm doing right now. But while I'm doing that, you guys, again, every Wednesday night it goes down 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. You just also had a special guest tonight. Shout out to him of Palm Tree Entertainment, SOD, MG, artist, King Hothead. So make sure you guys, if you missed that broadcast or interview, he's a nice, humble dude, breaking through the music scene right now. Got a club record called Shopping Spree. So make sure you support that gentleman. Check out that record.
Yes, yes.
And again, follow him on Twitter at King Hothead, HOTHEAD. Also, you guys can follow myself at Onyx254 on IG and Twitter. And also Global 14. And also follow our Twitter at Global 14 The Cut. And keep
mm-hmm.
posted everything that going on. You guys, don't be afraid to call in. Also, 760-913-4119. And when you do call, don't be afraid to say something. So some of y'all call and be a little shy. But y'all be
speak
cool
to us, man. We cool. We don't
yeah.
bite. We speak to us, man.
Yeah.
Let us know how
yeah,
you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't be nervous. Oh, and I have to tell you that Maine said, he called that next day and was like, yo, you didn't have to put me on the spot like that. He was like, but that was, you know, he said he really appreciated that and that he was cool and he couldn't wait to touch, you know, touch down and say what's up in person. So.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Following up and do good things. So I say,
Yeah. You know, that's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's always, you know, we've been hearing about him, and you know, knowing the situation for quite a while now, it was good to actually hear the brother's voice, know that he in good spirits. You know what I'm saying? And that he'll be touching the turf soon, you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of things that we all got to do, you know what I'm saying? And we about to make these things happen. So, you know, one thing that I was going to say when you was talking about the SODMG, you know, for the longest, I didn't know what that shit meant.
As long as I've seen Soulja Boy and knowing what he had going on in the SOPFG money game, for the longest I didn't know that there was stacks on deck money game.
Stacks on deck
but
money
I didn't
game.
Know that.
Yeah, because they never really just, I mean, it's a long name when you think about it, but he definitely just never promoted it as such. So it's like it's not even uncommon that he would say that because, you know, that just makes total sense to me that you wouldn't know it as such.
Right. Hope I'm not the only, because I was like, yo, I seen him one day, he said it. I was like, oh, okay, that's what it means. So, you know, but we about to get up out of here. Hit me up soon, Twitter, Instagram, The Golden Fleece, THAGOLDEN Fleece, FLEECE. Hit me on global14.com too, you know what I'm saying? Again, congratulations to the homie Onyx, SCA 2014, Internet Hustle of the Year. So many things coming up for us, man, the show. We got a lot of things going on, man. So make sure when y'all hear us, y'all calling in and telling us what y'all got going on. Because you never know how we can put these things together and get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Also, I have to mention the Fanze, F-A-N-N-V-E. You guys, Fanze.com. Adam Lopez was our guest last week. If you missed that broadcast, go back to that. Was it last week? Yes, it was last week. Go back to that broadcast on our show page because you'll want to know how you can get paid for listening to artist music, and artists you'll want to know how you can submit records still for to locate a fan base and just get a better understanding of your demographics and where you can market possibly. Remember, it doesn't just stop online, so just keep that in mind. Also, DJs United Conference, you guys, April 11th through the 14th. There's over 250 DJs registered right now. They attend free. I'm sorry, so you know they're going to be in the building. There's 300 DJs, I believe, for sure, at this moment. But definitely touch down at St. Louis, Missouri. Ashanti, Murphy V, Danny DeCane, Chick D. Woods. A couple of other names will be actually performing just for the DJs. They actually want to perform so that they can get their music out there to the DJs, get their feedback. I know Shauna touched down. She performs. I mean, these are hungry artists, and they've already been on the scene. So they're waiting to come and perform and put their information out and so that the DJs can pick up their single than anybody can. And remember, Dricky Graham, that's how he got his start, you guys, also at this conference. So touchdown, perform if you can. If you have the opportunity, it's not too late. DJ United, make sure you get out there. Network with these DJs.
Period.
That's all I have. Period. And that's all I got. Be back next Wednesday at 8.
DJ Infamous. Trippin'. Y'all know what it is. We get money, homie. And we throwing it out.
It's time to pull up.
We get toe up.
Talk to me.
What you talking about? Money, bitch, I blow it. Shorty, come rolling. Yeah, they going. What about me? Bitch, I'm rolling.
Double cup with my top down. Double cup with my top down. Double cup with my top down.
I'm
bitch, I blow it. Shawty come rolling. Yeah, they going. What about me? Bitch, I'm rolling.
Double cup with my top down. Double cup with my top down. Double cup with my top down.
Double cup with my top down. 40 cal, couple Glock rounds. Handcuffs your chick, that bitch on 24-hour lockdown. And rappers got these cell flows. Front hard like cell toes. The man behind that voice is gay as fuck. Y'all niggas Elmos. Been 12 years, I still shine. Money long, I still grind. Used to be a thousandaire, but I had to eat. It's meal time. Then after that, it's bill time. We fuck hoes to kill time. Your plane got them delays. We on my jet, nigga. In real time and all up on that Wi-Fi, sipping on them Mai Tais. Infamous just passed the weed and gave the pilots a high five. Meanwhile, y'all broke down, can't even hold your post down. Everywhere we go is popping. Everywhere you go is a fucking ghost sound.
Money, bitch, I blow it. Shawty come rolling. Yeah, they going. What about me? Bitch, I'm rolling.
Double cup with my top down. Double cup with my top down. Double cup with my top down. Double cup with my top down.
Getting money, that's every day. Candy paint on my Chevrolet. Rolling up that A-Bus. About to fold up to Manny's face. Niggas on high, might levitate. One life to live, let's celebrate. Came a long way from selling, yeah. Now it's 100K, that's a touch to save. Bands that make a dance. Number one on the billboard. I can't complain, I got a lifestyle that most y'all niggas are chill for. I'm on the grind, take some real dope. Still get shit like a steel toe. Codeine got me moving slow. I got too much money for a billfold. Pimp type nigga, I'm a Memphis nigga. In a whole mouth like dentures, nigga. All I talk is big money. Anything else is senseless, nigga. Smoke some more, I'ma skip some more. I'ma fuck your bitch, it's your pigeon toe. In the Rolls Royce getting chauffeured with the blinds closed, getting blown. Money, bitch, I blow it. Shawty come rolling. Yeah, they going. What about me? Bitch, I'm rolling.
Double cup with my top down. Double cup with my top down. Double cup with my top down. Double cup with my top down.